if there's a group of people working on a common task, then actually coordinating their activities, whether it's a group of students or whether it's colleagues within the department or a wider body within school, it can sometimes be a little bit difficult. So you need a piece of software or an application where you can all collaborate together, and Drop Task allows you to do that in a quite a visual way. When you sign up for a Drop Task account, which you can do through Google or Facebook or just using an email address, you're instantly into a blank page environment when you create your first project management task. And it's very simple. There's only a couple of buttons. You can drop on a new task, and what that does is put what looks like a bubble. It's a bit like creating a concept map, and you put that bubble onto the page, and then you can, and you're invited straight away to give a title to that. But in addition to the title, you can change different things about that particular task. So you can set an end date, and that's obviously quite important if it's sort of project management type things. You can set a status, whether it's started, it's underway, or it's completed. Priority, in other words, high, medium, very high. And the amount of effort that's needed to complete that task. You can then assign other people or yourself to that task. And you can add different metadata to it too, so you can comment on it. You can add tags, and that's really important for later on if you want to be able to filter a whole lot of tasks. You can attach a file, and that file can come from Google Drive if you happen to be hooked up with your Google account, or from your computer. And you can also add subtasks, and that's really important too, because often a particularly large exercise can be made up of several smaller steps, and that's important often with students, to be able to break things down into smaller manageable chunks. And what you can then do is start to build up a number of tasks on your sheet, and of course they may be arranged into different themes, and you can do that by adding a group, and again that just puts a bubble on the page, and you can drop the tasks into the bubbles to group them all together under a particular theme. Now, working your way through all the tasks can allow you to provide notifications to all the people that are different people that are assigned to that particular project. You can view it in different ways. You can view it instead of being the visual concept map type variety, you can just show it as a list view. You can filter things out and show them in order of the date that they need to be completed or the person to whom they've been assigned. So there's lots of different functionality within there, and it's all incredibly easy to use.